President Trump's statement that the U.S. took action against an Iranian drone near the Persian Gulf yesterday. Here's the latest from AP's Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
The president said the drone got too close to the USS Boxer yesterday,
ignoring multiple calls to stand down,
and that the warship acted in self-defense.
We have no information about having lost the drone to him.
Hours after Foreign Minister Javad Zarif's statement, Iran's Revolutionary Guard said it can provide images showing there was no confrontation and that it did not lose any drones. Iran shot down an American drone last month, and the president had ordered a military strike in response, but called it off at the last moment. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo confirmed Friday in Argentina the United States has imposed financial sanctions against a Hezbollah militant group leader. Salman Rouf Salman is suspected of directing a deadly bombing in 1994 of a Jewish community center in Buenos Aires that killed 85 people.
The State Department's Rewards for Justice program is offering up to $7 million for information leading to his identification or his arrest. And the United States Department of Treasury is also designating Salman as a specially designated global terrorist, which denies him access to the United States financial system.
On Monday, Argentina's security ministry officially designated the Lebanon-based Hezbollah militant group as a terrorist organization. Pompeo's three-day visit to Latin America will also take him to Ecuador, Mexico, and El Salvador. Officials say a blast at a university in Afghanistan's capital has killed two people and wounded 10 others. Police say the explosion Friday was located near the entrance of Kabul University. This is VOA News. Britain's Home Secretary Sajid Javid warned against the rise of populism and open racism that had catalyzed